Hi, I would like to say hi to everyone because I know not everyone recognizing me. So I would like to say hi, my name is Leanne, and sometimes I go to do a Cantonese service, so maybe some of the brother sister knows me, but not in the English section. So I would like to start from my childhood. So when I was young, I was brought up by a Filipino nanny. So I started to have a habit going to church every Sunday when I was in Hong Kong. So when I was young, I first studied in a Catholic kindergarten, then a Taoism primary school, and eventually in a Christian secondary school. So all my relatives believe, like, you know, Buddha thing. So this was why I always followed my parents in and out to temples when I was young. I was taught to shake the bamboo sticks when I have any confusion in life. For example, study, health, relationship, etc. However, I didn't feel that it provided good guidance and sometimes made me lack of confidence in my life if the number was negative. So it was a bit contradictory with what my nanny taught me, because she taught me if I would feel down or had heavy burdens, I could pray to God. So I was doing both things that my parents and nanny taught me throughout my whole teenage years. And until one day, me and my best friend in secondary school attended a religion talk after lunch because we were studying in a Christian secondary school. So when the event was finishing, the teacher on stage asked, "Who is willing to be the son and daughter of God and wants to be a Christian?" We suddenly raise our hand, but, you know, we don't know. We didn't even know what's happening, but we just raise our hand. We don't even know what is being a Christian or what is God like. And since then, I follow God with my heart and felt I truly belong to God. The main reason I want to be a Christian was because I would like to be caring and cheerful like all my teachers in the Christian school. They were all so kind, which I had never met someone like them before. Even, I know it's quite ridiculous, but I don't feel like my parents or my relatives I care like my teacher do. So I would like to be like them, so I feel that I'm a Christian and I should be like spreading love and care to my family. Then because of my family pressure, I can't announce to my old relatives about my faith because none of them, they're Christian, and everyone goes to temples and they believe that is their religion. But when I go to church, when I have time, I sing, I join fellowship, and I feel so positive. When I first arrived in the UK, I didn't have the courage to find a church like what I used to have in Hong Kong and was really worried about this church is some organization with other purposes. That's why in the beginning I'm thinking like, oh, maybe I should not come to church, or I'm hesitating. And hence, I didn't go back to church until last year. I feel that I always feel happy and a lot of positive since I'm close to God. And in the past, when I have doubts in my life, I used to only shake the bamboo stick, the thing like this. And the number just make me feel more confused and cause panic. On the other hand, I always blame others when something happened. I was easy to get mad in the past. I think people would never like to make friends with me because I either look sad or angry every day. So, I always feel, that's why it makes me feel stressed in my life. And I would be so easy to get upset over even a tiny thing. Just an example, I just woke up like around 9, and I'm supposed to arrive here at 9 today. I'm thinking normally I would just skip the morning service and come in the afternoon, but today's my getting ready. So I can't skip this section, and thanks God I arrive at 10 and I'm able to give the speech and get baptized later. So I'm so blessing. Like in the past I would be like angry and blame, oh, like no one wake me up today, why the alarm didn't ring, like, yeah. But now I'm Christian and I always be positive, and I just feel blessing and thankful that I see some of my brother sister, they came here on time to see me get baptized. Thank you.